This is a Wall Street Journal editor's pick.
Here's another trend developing as part of the controversial healthcare law. More and more companies that provide health insurance are denying coverage to spouses. This year, companies have to pay $1 or $2 per dependent on a health insurance plan, but that fee spikes to $65 next year. And while the Affordable Care Act, as it's known, requires coverage of children up to age 26, spouses are optional. More from MarketWatch reporter Jen Vietchner. Jen, what's developing here?
So we've been seeing spousal surcharges for a few years, maybe about since 5 years ago. Companies are charging extra just to keep your spouse on the plan if they could get insurance through their own employer. But recently and increasingly, they're actually preventing the spouse from enrolling in the plan altogether. So if your spouse has another job and they can get insurance through their own employer, your boss or employer doesn't want to cover them anymore.
And I guess this is legal?
It is. Actually, there's no requirement for employers to insure your spouse. The Affordable Care Act has recently stipulated that it's going to require employers to cover their employees' children, but not the spouse. But up until now, I mean, there's no actual, they do it basically as a favor, as a competitive benefit, but there's no requirement at all. So with the Affordable Care Act also, there's fees that are going up, and employers are paying per head as far as the members in their plan. So if they're going to count up the people in their plan and figure out that they don't actually have to cover some of the people, then they might kick them out.
Have the company said, Jen, how much they're saving by not covering your spouse?
They don't, but the companies that do this say that they have basically done the math and figured out that they can save enough that it's worth it for them to either, you know, do the audit, basically, or kind of change the plan in a way to not allow the spouses in. So sometimes they're hiring companies to do these expensive audits or making your spouse sign an affidavit about whether they can get insurance elsewhere. So basically, they've probably done their own math and figured out that it's worth it to go through the trouble of getting rid of the spouses.
We're speaking with MarketWatch reporter Jen Vietchner. It's a tough one for families to swallow since companies get a better rate on health insurance than you get individually.
Right, right. And often the reason that the spouse is on the plan, because right now they're still giving it to spouses who couldn't get insurance elsewhere, which would be very expensive. But when the exchanges open in 2014, anyone can get insurance elsewhere, whether or not they work. So it's unclear, you know, whether they'll keep the what they call working spouse provision, meaning if your spouse doesn't work, they'll still insure them. But if they do and can get adequate coverage to their own employer, they won't. As more companies do this, employers and companies say that they're going to do it even more because when the companies drop the spouses, they'll basically, there's sort of a domino effect. So all those spouses kind of go two by two to the other plans. And so now suddenly the companies that are already worried about healthcare costs aren't just getting one new employee, they're getting two. So basically they feel like they're kind of forced to separate people. So each employer has to pay for their own employee rather than one employer kind of soaking up and taking everyone else into their plan.
Definitely a trend to pay attention to at your company. Thanks, Jennifer. That is MarketWatch reporter Jen Vietchner. You've been listening to a segment from the Wall Street Journal This Morning. To get more, go to WSJThisMorning.com.